Proclamation number 3389 of 2nd of January, 1945. Measures against love work. The world will make demands on you which you will never be able to fulfill if you respect God's commandments. You should indeed be subject to the worldly authorities, yet if you are openly demanded to act against His divine will, that you thus disregard the commandment of neighborly love and sin through unkind actions, then you should acknowledge God alone as your authority so that you will not let your soul perish for the sake of earthly advantage. And therefore you should firmly memorize God's will. You should know why you have to fulfill it and what consequences you will receive if you act against His will. You should know how extremely necessary the activity of love on earth is and that only love alone can redeem you. Furthermore, you should know how unstable earthly goods are and what an unfavorable exchange you enter into if you sacrifice your salvation for the sake of these goods. You will be hard-pressed and it will not be easy to resist the world's demands, yet you will be able to do so as soon as you appeal to God for strength and join God the more the world wants to separate you from Him. For this alone is the purpose of its plans and measures, that the Christian teaching of love is eliminated and thus God Himself is alienated from people, who can only be found through love. People know nothing of the power of love or they would try to acquire it. They only know self-love and seek to increase their possessions at the expense of their neighbor. And thus they pay no attention to the commandment of neighborly love, and they demand the same from fellow human beings instead of inspiring them to love. And they will severely harass people who make God's commandments their guiding principle because the latter are not in harmony with the commandments of the worldly authorities. And then they shall seriously examine to what extent the will of God is recognizable in the requirements of the worldly authorities. What is harmful to the neighbor must never be done if it can be avoided, i.e., if the person is not incapable of defending himself through coercive measures. And the body should take suffering and tribulation upon itself if it can thereby avert a sinful act. For his soul will thank him one day by assisting him in his later upward development. Moreover, the body's adversity is not long-lasting, but the soul will have to atone in the beyond if it does not observe the commandment of neighborly love on earth and, for the sake of earthly advantage, submits to the world's desire which demands unkindness from people. For if this rules, then the devil rules people and you must not submit to him. You must resist him even if you are severely harassed and have to fear for your physical life, for by doing so you will save your soul from destruction and through your example also that of your fellow human beings if you practice love, even if the world wants to prevent you from doing so. Amen.